236 at the junction of Madison and 7th, about to cross over the Hawthorne Bridge, headed west in town. I have a question about servicing a customer or type of customer. There's a specific one who habitually does not wear his mask. He'll put it on for a second and then take it off, and he's ridden with me half a dozen times easily, and frequently just doesn't wear the mask, takes it off after he's done that. He also tends to stand up. He doesn't sit down. He's kind of tilted over several times, and he's constantly fidgeting with things, including the clean masks.
All right. Yeah, we can't deny service because of the mask or because they want to stand. So you just have to hit that button, you know, mask refusal if he's taking it off, and it's their option to stand or sit. If it's something about a issue, a stability issue, and you feel like they're going to hurt themselves and they can't care for themselves, then you can call us and we can tie it up and send somebody to help you.
Okay, and handling other things, you know, like contaminating all the clean masks, just, I mean, I tell him these things, I remind him, and of course I'm not an enforcer, but he it's drugs related, I think, but he just can't control himself, basically.
Okay, so does he take masks out and shove them back in the box?
Yes.
Okay, well, if he's doing that, then we'll have to get those contaminated masks out of there if he's shoving them back in the box. And you do say something to him like, please don't, you know, put them back in, keep them out. If you take them, keep them.
Yeah, I do. And he knows that he's not supposed to. He will say, like, oh, yeah, I'm worried about such and such. Like, he's aware that he's not acting the way he's supposed to. Like I said, it's just like a compulsion to do these things. And he's not entirely stable yet. He never fell down. But he definitely had to work to hold himself up. And there were plenty of seats around.
Yeah, it's not, if it's a stability issue and you feel like he can't keep himself steady and he's going to injure himself, then I would tie it up and call for help. If he just wants to stand and hold the stanchion pole, that's their choice. They don't have to sit down. If you're having continual issues with this person, I would tie it up if he's contaminating everything and see if we can find out where a supervisor is, or talk to your manager and let him know, hey, downtown, this trip, every day this happens, and then they can forward that on to maybe a supervisor or call me on your break and let me know more information, and maybe I can get something emailed over to a supervisor for the area.
Okay, I think it would probably be a good idea to inform my manager of this particular passenger. I'm sure I've seen him for the last 6 months or so. So.
All right. If you have any more, then you call me back, okay?
Sure, I do have one more. A gentleman who, well, although I was parked, he to the bus near, very close to the left side, and rode in front of the bus on his bicycle. When I tried to let him know that that was dangerous, he refused to look at me, and he's done this before also. And he, in fact, he refuses to